This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence strongly criticized European allies Saturday for their stance on Iran and Venezuela in a speech at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. Pence told the delegates it was time for them to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against Tehran.
Time has come for our European partners to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against this murderous revolutionary regime. The time has come for our European partners to stand with us and with the Iranian people, our allies and friends in the region.
Pence's remarks came after German Chancellor Angela Merkel gave a spirited speech defending Europe's decision to stand by the Iran nuclear deal and a multilateral approach to global affairs. The vice president also called on the EU to recognize Venezuelan National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of that country. The United States has recognized Guaido and demanded that President Nicolas Maduro step down. The chairman of Nigeria's Electoral Commission says a decision to delay presidential elections was painful but necessary to preserve the country's democracy. Speaking in Abuja, Mahmoud Yakubu said that logistical setbacks meant that all polling stations would not have been open in time for the elections.
We believe that ultimately this decision is good for our democracy and for our country. I wish to assure you of our commitment to free, fair, and credible elections.
Yakubu said the new date of March 23rd was picked because delaying the vote just until Sunday and the resulting restrictions on movement would have affected Nigerians who go to church. The INEC chairman also said more time was needed to adjust equipment that reads voter identity cards. This is VOA News. Theodore McCarrick, the first American cardinal accused of sexual abuse, is no longer a priest in the Roman Catholic Church. AP's Julie Walker has details.
The 88-year-old McCarrick is the highest-ranking Catholic churchman to be laicized. The defrocking means the once-powerful Archbishop of Washington, who also worked in other dioceses and now lives in Kansas, can no longer celebrate Mass or other sacraments. In a 2004 interview on NBC's Meet the Press, McCarrick was asked if he believes there's a special place in hell for priests who abuse.
There is certainly a special terrible judgment on someone who would abuse the trust that a priest must have, that a priest does have.
Ann Barrett Doyle of bishopaccountability.org says while McCarrick's defrocking is significant, most abusive bishops have escaped, and Pope Francis needs to laicize those bishops immediately. I'm Julie Walker.
Fighters from the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces battled the Islamic State group in the Syrian town of Baghouz in Deir el-Zor province Saturday. The SDF is closing in on Islamic State militants in a tiny area of less than a square kilometer in eastern Syria. They will soon declare a defeat of the militant group, according to one of the commanders of the SDF. The capture of the last pocket held by IS fighters in the village of Baghouz would mark the end of a devastating four-year global campaign to end the extremist group's hold on territory in Syria and Iraq. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for an attack that killed 15 Egyptian military personnel at a checkpoint outside the northern Sinai town of El Arish. An Egyptian army spokesman said that 14 soldiers and an officer were killed. He added that the army responded by killing seven Islamic militants. The Islamic State claimed responsibility on its Amaq news agency, but offered no proof for that claim. Egypt launched a major military campaign against terrorism in the northern Sinai more than a year ago. Thousands of people took to the streets in Serbia's capital for the 11th week in a row Saturday to protest against populist president Aleksandar Vučić and his government. The protests, which started after thugs beat up an opposition politician in November, have spread outside of Belgrade. The demonstrators accuse Vučić of stifling free media and democracy in the Balkan country. Vučić, a former extreme pro-Russian nationalist, denies the accusation, and media under his control have called the protesters Western stooges. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.